Blog Talk Radio.
Thomas, Visionary for Women, beginning our second spiritual boost for all of the ladies and perhaps gentlemen in the mind, body, spirit cleanse. So again, Lisa Thomas, Visionary for Women, standing in truth and transformation for all. And I'm also the founder of the Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse and author of the Mind, Body, Spirit Cleanse ebook. Hope you guys are having a fantastic morning. Today, typically I would or have someone go over the history of the mind, body, spirit cleanse, but if you have the book, you've probably read a little bit about it, and if not, certainly go over it in that section. If you are listening and have not gotten the handbook, please do so at mindbodyspiritcleanse.com. Lots of information there to have you be engaged in this incredible 90-day transformation. The spiritual boost is designed to give you access to just what it says, a boost. The work is done during the week that we are not gathering at 6 a.m., and that is really where the work begins and ends. So it's imperative that you are doing the work, answering the questions, and moving forward based on the information in the book. So, this morning, we have a very special topic that we're going to be talking about. Habits. Habits. Good or bad. We all have formulated habits. So, we are going to be talking about that. Obviously, I do not want to forget that my partner in crime is with me because Committed Woman of God is on the line with me this morning and going to be co-facilitating. How you doing today, Miss Committed Woman of God?
I am doing wonderful and excited to see where God leads us at this morning. So, yes, I am here and willing and able to work in any area I'm needed in this morning.
Well, thank you so much for being here and for being in this wonderful, exciting conversation and transformational work. One of the things that I wanted to let everyone know, you'll hear me refer to some women who have participated in the past in the cleanse as their given divine purpose. As their purpose, as their names regarding their walk in life. So you won't hear me call them by their birth name. You'll hear me call them by their name that has been chosen for them, with them, and with God in mind. So I want you all to be thinking about your name. What is your name? So I want you to look deep within and determine who you are. And there are several of us on the call now. We have various names: Willing Vessel, Committed Woman of God, Confident Woman, Godly Example, Woman Who Has Discovered Who She Is, Concerned Woman of God. We just have so many different names. And So you want to look within to determine who are you really. A part of this cleanse is discovering that. So you may be a woman discovering who she is. In fact, we had someone who was in that space in the very beginning stages of this cleanse. So that indeed might be similarly the case for you. So be thinking about who you are and who you like to be referred to as. No escaping that part, because we want to refer to you as who you are, not your given name by birth, but who you are really. So we're not going to, you know, waste any time. We want to get to the important pieces, which is our prayer this morning, before we launch into the topic of discussion. So I want us to take some time out to find the request within that you are asking God for this week. So just think about that for just a little bit before we have you say your request and say that out loud. I want to introduce our prayer warrior for this morning. Is she on the line with me? Is my prayer warrior on the line? Minister Eve this morning on the line with me this morning? No? All right, is Pastor or Willie Vessel on the line with me this morning?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Are you in a position to pray for us this morning?
No, I got my hand full.
You got your hands full this morning? That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. That's okay. That's mm-hmm. okay. If we have Minister Eve, I'm just going to pause for one more second and see if she is on the line with us this morning. If not, we will have Committed Woman of God. You willing to step in for us today if we need you? Committed Woman of God, are you available to pray for us this morning if you have some time?
I am. Wherever I'm needed at, I will step.
You know, that's how it is. You know, when you're called on, you just got to make that thing happen, right? Just got to make it happen.
That's
so
it.
Very good. Very, very good. So we are going to take some prayer requests now, and then we will move into our topic. And we'll talk a little bit. We'll also have Committed Woman of God share with us a few scriptures this morning just prior to the topic. But let us, God, what are we asking God for this week before we go into this juicy topic of habits? What are we asking God for this week? Everybody go at once. What are we asking God for this week?
Financial blessing, willing vessel.
Willing vessel is asking for a financial blessing.
And also, opening my eyes up in the spiritual realm more.
Opening your eyes in the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also my ears.
Eyes and ears in the spiritual realm. Okay. Willing vessel. Who else? Very good. We had someone to email their request in to say she's asking for strength to resist when her son brings home food, and she's working to replace them with healthier options. Healthier options. And then support with planning meals that are tasty. A breakthrough in personal financial income. She wants to double her income this week, and she wants peace of mind regarding her family origin. So that's what we have there regarding one request that was emailed in. We have someone who is, I just received a text, our message. We have our friend out in Texas who is joining the call. She's unable to fully participate live, but she is on the call. So thank you for your participation, Miss Texas. That's a godly example, I believe. Who else? What other requests do we have on the table? A prayer request. Any other requests? We want to speak them. We certainly will enter into the prayer, but we want to speak our request. Any others?
Okay, committed woman is going to speak her request this week. I am also asking for the strength to break my bad habits and to strengthen the good habits. I am also asking for if there's any other steps that I need to take towards a business endeavor that I'm in waiting on right now. If I follow through completely on my behalf, so I'm looking for, instructions as to what else I may need to do while I'm in waiting.
Okay.
I'm also asking for favor with the people that have to make the decision.
Okay.
Business endeavor that I'm in request for on this this week. So I need the favor with the people. I need instructions if there's any other things that I need to do to prepare for this business endeavor, which
uh-huh.
will be promotional for me.
Uh-huh.
And I am also asking for increase as well.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay, very good. So I have strength to break your bad habits, strength, and other steps to take towards a business endeavor that you're waiting on. And you're asking favor over those who have to make the decision regarding your business endeavor. Awesome. That's committed woman of God. Who else? Anyone else? Prayer request? Anyone else? I'm going to ask for a last call. I'm going to go myself. This is Lisa, Visionary for Women. What I'm asking for this week is discernment. Discernment. Clarity and discernment over a few business endeavors that are before me. Specifically, the work I am to deliver. Not just from a contractual standpoint, because it's very clear about what they want, but I also am asking God to make it clear and plain for me what my role is as it relates to his work. I'm clear I was brought here for a reason. I'm clear I'm here in this moment and this time for a reason. And I'm asking specifically that God make it plain and clear what he wants me to do with these two business owners. And what difference he wants me to make with them. If your phone is not on mute, please put your phone on mute because we can hear your noise in the background. Who else? Who else? Anyone else before we go to prayer?
Yes, this is woman discovering who she is, or has discovered who she is. This morning I'm asking God for focus during the cleanse and commitment. I'm also asking him to even guide me on what to pray for and how to pray. Also, I'm asking him for increased business. And last thing I want to ask him for is the supernatural covering over my household. I've been seeing some things coming, so I'm praying that God intervenes on my behalf and that no weapon formed against us will prosper. I'm asking for peace and safety over my household and on my job as well, and for the people on my job, for mercy. And that's it.
Very good. Okay. Very good. Increase in business is a supernatural covering, and peace. I'm gonna, in terms of breaking it down, I'm going to say peace. Very good. We also had another prayer request come in as woman discovered who she is, was talking. Godly example is asking for increased wisdom. Increased wisdom. We have a number of requests on the table. Financial blessing, opening eyes, eyes and ears, spiritually, stress, which seems to be reoccurring. Other steps towards a business endeavor, favor, discernment, strength again, support with planning meals, a breakthrough, peace of mind. These are some of the requests that are on the table. Who else? Anyone else? Anyone else regarding requests? Have we got them all? Is there anything missing? Are we sure?
Did we mention the prayer request of the one that came in? Did we mention what they wanted to pray for?
Yes, okay. I did. Strength to resist when my son brings home food, and she's working to replace with healthier options.
Okay.
Support with planning meals that are tasty. A breakthrough in personal financial income. She wants to double her income this week. Peace of mind regarding family of origin. That was the request that came in. And also another one early this morning. Increased wisdom. Mm-hmm. Increased wisdom. Did we miss anyone?
I would like to say, I'm sorry to interrupt. Ms. Eve is on the line. So she has been on the line for. Okay?
Amen. Well, Minister Eve, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thank you for being here with us this morning. How are you?
I am wonderful this morning. I am wonderful. I just woke up with just an awesome feeling this morning. I look forward to just participating on the call this morning and hearing us bring our prayer requests before the throne of grace, knowing God is more than able to deliver. So I'm wonderful this morning.
Awesome. So Minister Ease is, full transparency, Minister Ease is a very dear cousin and powerful woman of God, and she and I probably hadn't seen each other in, I don't know how many years, a long time. And until, a few weeks ago, we ran into each other as she was ministering at our mother's church, mother and father's church. And so I said, you, girl, come pray with us. as we take on this 90-day transformational challenge. So I'm delighted and excited to have her come and pray with us this morning and give us, have God work through her as a vessel for all of our requests. So much for being here. Now tell us where you are again. You're in Virginia?
Yes.
Tell us where you are.
I am. Sorry to interrupt, but yes, I am. I'm in the Northern Virginia area. I live right outside of Manassas, Virginia, in an area called Gainesville, Virginia, near Haymarket. Currently, interestingly enough, I went home for my 30th class reunion this weekend, and I am sitting here in my sister's house in North Carolina this morning, but I reside in Gainesville, Virginia.
Awesome, awesome. Well, tell sis I said hello and get on here and get some of this.
Amen, amen, amen.
Get on here and get some of this. So good, good. Well, good. I hope you enjoyed that, and I'm sure it was a great time and a great opportunity to see some old friends and old faces mm-hmm. who have matured and hopefully still looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still looking good. Still looking good. Yeah. Well, we're not going to take too much time. We want to get right into the prayer. We have as I mentioned to the ladies earlier, we have a very interesting and intriguing dialogue that we want to engage in, but we don't want to do anything out of order. So we want to make sure that we ask God for what we need and all that we deserve and is worthy of first. And then we will get to that other stuff, but we have to do things in order. So we want to get to asking and praying and giving him a little bit of praise for all that he's already done.
Amen. Amen. So I'll start the prayer, and prior to that, I'll make my request. I was waiting for everyone else to complete. My request is for God to grant me wisdom, and not only wisdom, but to give me understanding in the areas of my job, my career, and for him to grant me wisdom in the area of the role that he's asked me to play in terms of my family and the relationships that he has put in my life, and not only wisdom in those areas, but to get understanding, because he said, and all you're getting to get understanding, so I'm asking for wisdom and then to get understanding in those areas. And I'll go to the throne. Amen. I'll go to the throne of grace. Please pray with me. God, our Father, as we bow our heads humbly this morning, we come to the throne of grace, Lord God. God, we come, Father God, with great expectations, God, exceedingly expectations, Lord God. We come knowing that you are more than able to do more than what we can even begin to think, Lord, or ask, Lord God. So, God, we just come this morning giving you thanks already in advance, God. We come this morning, God, lifting you up, Lord God, and we come causing praises and blessings into your name, God, for truly you are worthy to be praised, God. God, we come as women of God, Lord God, knowing, God, that you said we have not because we ask not, God. So, God, you've heard the prayer petitions that have gone before you this morning, God. But, God, before, Lord God, we go in the Father, God, we ask right now, God, that you would look at each one of us, Lord God. Lord, search us high and search us low, God. If you find anything in us, God, that's not of you, Lord God, we ask now that it be removed, Lord God, and cast, Lord God, away from us in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come this morning calling on the blood of Jesus, Lord God, knowing you're able to wash us up and cleanse us, washing us whiter than snow, Lord God. God, we come asking for forgiveness of our sins, Lord God. The things that we've said, thought, or done that has not been pleasing into your sight, God. God, we come knowing that as we confess, Lord God, you said in your word that not only would you forgive us, God, but you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. So, God, we come thanking you for that right now in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, we bless you this morning. We honor and we praise you, Lord God. We know, Father God,
that you are able to do more for us than what we can even think, Lord God. We bless you for this 90-day journey, Lord God. God, eyes have not seen, Lord God, and ears have not heard, God, all that you have in store for us, God. God, you said, come into your gates with thanksgiving and enter into your praise, Lord, enter into your courts with praise, God. So this morning, Lord God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart, Lord God, for we want to get up into your gates, God. And God, then we come with praise, Lord God, because we want to get up in your courts, Lord God. For God, we know, God, that the closer we come into you, God, the more you'll be able to understand exactly what it is we need, God. So, oh, hallelujah to your name this morning, God. We give thanks to you, Lord God. We call upon your name, Lord God. We sing into your name this morning, Lord God, for you are worthy to be praised, Lord God. Oh, God, we come right now, God, blessing your name for giving us strength, Lord God. Lord, we heard that come across the line several times this morning, God. God, I know that you will give us strength, Lord God, in every area of our life, God. God, I know, Father God, most of all, that you said that if there's something that we can't handle, God, that all we have to do is seek your face, Lord God. Come unto you, God, all that labor and are heavy laden, and you will give us rest, Lord God. You said, take up my yoke, and we take your yoke, then, Lord God, we'll see that our burden is light, Lord God. So we ask for your strength, Lord God. Lord, we come this morning asking for favor, God. Lord, you said that we get, we have not before we ask, we have not because we ask not, God. So, God, we ask, Father God, for favors in the area of making business decisions, Lord God. We ask for favor, Lord God, for those that are in their own, running their own business, Lord God. We ask that doors be open, Lord God. And God, where man has come and tried to shut the door, God, we ask for favor that the windows would come open, Lord God, and that you would give us clarity, Lord God, and that you would give us unmerited favor, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come right now, Lord God, asking that you give us, God, exponential favor, Lord God. Not just favor, God, but exponential favor, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you put people, places and things in our path, God, that would be the movers and the shakers in our life, Lord God. And we'll issue the demand, God, and the command, God, and they'll move on our behalf, God. God, we're talking about that kind of faith and favor that help us to move mountains, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you and we bless you for that, Lord God. God, we pray right now, God, that you would give us clarity in the roles that you would have us to play, God. That came across the line this morning, Lord God. God, we thank you that you are a God that makes things real clear for us, God. So, God, we pray right now, God, where clarity is needed, God, that you bring forth that clarity in the name of Jesus, God. We come this morning, God, declaring and asking for peace, Lord God. Peace, Lord God, in every area of our life, God. Specifically, there was peace, God, for someone on their job this morning, God. God, I pray right now, God, that where there was no peace, that there be peace in the name of Jesus, God. Peace, God, will quiet in a storm, God. Peace, God, that would shut the mouths of the enemy, God. Peace, God, that surpasses all understanding, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we come right now, God, asking for financial blessings, God. For we know all promotions come from you, Lord. We know that you are able to provide provisions, God. And so, God, we pray right now for financial blessings to come forth, God. Come forth in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, we thank you for those in the name of Jesus. God, we pray now that you open our eyes, God, and you open our ears, Lord God, that we'll be able to see you, God. And that may require us to quieten our own selves, Lord God, so that we can see you, Lord God, and we can hear you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Lord, I ask for godly eyes, God. I ask for godly ears, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask now, God, you understand this journey we're on, God. We ask for strength to turn down our plates, Lord God, when we need to, God. We ask for strength, Lord God, not to be tempted by food, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, God, that you would show us what's good for us, God, and that would be the thing that we desire to eat in the name of Jesus, God. God, give us eyes that when we see things that we're not supposed to partake of, God, that we won't see them with the natural eye. In fact, God, we won't even smell them with our natural nose, God. But God, that we'll be able to understand that we're on a journey to get higher with you, Lord God. We're on a journey, God, asking for you to take us to a different level, God. We're on a journey, God, asking that you bring us clarity, Lord God. We're on a journey, Lord God, that when you finish with us, we won't look nothing like we looked when we came into this journey, God. God, for in your word, you said we walk through that fire, but we won't smell like smoke this morning. God, you said we can go and deliver, but it won't overtake us, God. So, God, we come this morning thanking you, God, for we're on a journey, God. God, we're teamed up together. God, and we're two or more together, God. We can ask whatever it will, and it shall be done, God. We're in agreement this morning, God, that things will change in our family, God. We're in agreement this morning that where we walk, God, and declare that it's ours in the name of Jesus, God. We're in agreement this morning, God, that things won't look like what they look like, God. We're in agreement this morning, God, that everything we stand in the need of, you'll give it to us, God, and then some, God. God, we bless you this morning. We honor and we praise you, God. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. You are our God. Who wouldn't praise a God like you, God, who sent only begotten Son that we might have the right to eternal life. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. We honor you and we praise you this morning, God. God, we thank you, Lord. The only wise God we know, God. We love you with all our heart, body, souls, and mind. And, Lord, it's in Jesus' name that I pray, I thank you, and I bless you. Amen and amen. Come on and give him some praise this morning, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Glory
pop up out of the bed and we open our eyes and, you know, we hear the alarm and we put our feet on the floor and Mm-hmm. We go in our bathrooms that we don't deserve, and we brush our teeth. Mm-hmm. And we don't even give God praise for the simple things.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
He didn't have to do that. I remember my mama used to say, God, you're mad because God woke you up? You know, you wake up early. You wake up early. And mama said, what, you mad because God woke you up? You want to say thank you or something.
Yes.
So I want us to just take a few minutes to just get in the presence of gratitude. He woke us up.
Thank you, Lord.
He woke us up. He woke us up.
Yes, he did. Thank you, Lord.
He woke us up. And then he sent Minister Eve to impart her power and her gift on us to even wake us up some more and say, look, you asked me for something, I'm responding. Say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank Glory you. To your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank
Give
you,
me some
Jesus.
Praise. Give me some honor.
There's
nothing else. Thank you for waking me up.
Yes.
Thank you for these eyes that I can see. Thank you for the ears that I can hear. Thank you for these legs that I can walk. Thank you for my hands that I can touch, that I can feel.
Yeah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for life, health, and strength, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes,
life, health,
Lord.
And strength.
Yes.
Air, breath.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Food, clothing, and shelter. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Thank you for being
here. Thank you.
This morning, God. Thank you, God.
Yes. Thank you for that.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for even being on this cleanse on this morning, God. Thank
yes.
you, God.
Yes.
Everyone
thank
that is on this morning, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For you said, well, there are two of these gathered together in your name, God. There are you in the midst, God, and we thank you for being in the midst this morning.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We feel your presence this morning, God, and we honor you for it.
Thank
you.
Yes.
Lord. Yes. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. God, we thank you.
We welcome you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. We want to do that. You know, we ask for big stuff. You know, we go right to the business, and we forget to say thank you for waking me up. Thank you. I want to make sure he understands that I'm grateful for the little things.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, the little things. That's the little things, and to really, that's a big thing. You know, to wake up and have air and breath in your body is a big thing. So we want to give him honor and glory for that. Amen. Amen.
Thanks.
So our thank you, God. Thank you, God. Our topic today is habits. So Committed Woman of God and I are going to talk a little bit about that. She has a few scriptures that she has found to go along with this topic, and we're not going to go, you know, too deep with you this morning, but we are going to take a few minutes and talk about habits, just for a few minutes. So, Committed Woman of God, you have some scriptures?
Yes, I found Romans 3:23, which reads as, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And I've also found Proverbs 28:13, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsaketh shall have mercy." And that comes from Proverbs 28:13. We also have Galatians 6:9, "And let us not be weary in
well doing.
And well doing. Excuse me, because what happened, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It switched over my page. Let not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So I thank God for giving me those scriptures, and I ask you ladies to kind of meditate on those during the week, you know, especially us that is asking God for strength. And he knows our shortcomings. He knows all about us. And it says, if we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but let us kind of be mindful on this week of our shortcomings and try not to make them shortcomings that we might fall. Glory of God. I thank God for the reading of those scriptures on this morning and placing them down in my spirit. So I hope they bless each and every one of you on today as we take those on our week on today, just kind of meditating on those scriptures on today. For it's the word of God that gets us through whatever we're enduring if we just stand on the word of God, and we have to learn the power of the word of God. Just speaking the word of God gives us the strength that we need. So I'm going to put it back in your hands and so that we can move on.
Awesome. So, yeah, thank you for those scriptures. They're certainly going to be useful as you go through your week and you start looking at this topic of habits, good or bad. So let's just look real quick here at the definition of a habit. So one was, it's a customary practice. Says dominant or regular disposition or tendency, prevailing character or quality, and or an addiction to a rush. That's a habit. So when we're looking at this cleanse, this 90-day transformational cleanse, and I know all of you have started reading the book and you're in this question. I think one of the questions this week is, what do you really want? What do you want? What is it that you want? From a rudimentary response or a habitual response, when somebody asks you what you want, what do you normally say? What would you normally say? If I ask you what you want, what would you normally say? This is for everyone to engage in, by the way. What would you normally say?
Good health.
I want good health. Okay, good. So you would just automatically say, I want good health. What else would you say? No, that's good.
Money.
Money? You would say money. Yep. One would say, I want money. Right? What else would one say? Good health, money. What else? What else? Did someone say something?
Get my children.
Say it again. I couldn't hear you.
Get my children, gravity children.
Children?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Very good. What else would you say? Right off a knee-jerk reaction would be that, right? What else? Is there anything else? And it's okay if it isn't. I just want to make sure everybody responds.
Things I need to make my life easier.
Things I need to make my life easier. Things I need to make my life easier. To be happy, healthy, and wise is what someone else would say. That would be your knee-jerk response. And why would you say that? Why would that come to mind? Why would those things come to mind? Why would happy, healthy, wise, your children, money, why would those just come? Why would that be the first thing you would say?
I guess because it's on your heart and it's concerning you.
Because it's on your heart and it's, okay, good, it's on your heart and it's concerning you, right? So if it's on your heart and it's concerning you, what other reasons? No, that's good. It's on your heart and it's concerning you. What else? And maybe it. What else?
Well, this is concerned woman of God. And
yes.
Sometimes we don't know what we want.
Yes.
So we would have to ask God to reveal to us what he wants us to want. Because
mm-hmm.
he said in his word that you have not because you ask not.
That's exactly right. That's exactly,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
we don't know what we want. We have
mm-hmm.
to take a moment to ask him so that we can be clear and we are in alignment with God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one person sent a text and said that's the knee-jerk reaction because it sounds good. That's the reason why she would say that. It's a knee-jerk reaction. And keep in mind, we're talking about habits. You know, the knee-jerk reaction, when somebody asks us a question, we immediately respond, how you doing? We say, what, fine. I'm all right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, we ain't going to say, girl, I'm toe up from the floor up. We ain't going to say that. We're going
right.
to say, I'm fine. You say, I'm toe up from the floor up. I can't pay my bills. My light got turned off last night or this morning. And, you know, my husband is on my nerve about to walk out. We're going to say we all right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or we're going to say I'm fine. Or you might mm-hmm. say I'm blessed and highly favored.
Yeah.
Or you can say God's still working on me or something, right? But typically mm-hmm. we're not going to say the raw and uncut truth. Would you agree? Well, why? We don't always say the truth. So, you know, a part of what we want to start doing is looking at our knee-jerk habitual reactions in life.
Mm-hmm.
What are our customary practices that we have in place that keep us from being honest with ourselves and with God, because truly, God can only do the work if you are being what? Authentic and truthful with him.
That's right. That's right. One of the other reasons we might do that, Mrs. Minister Eves, is we've been taught, we've heard it, and regardless to whether we believe that we've been taught that or not, but the things that we have heard over, you know, your lifetime, they actually become some of the pieces that help us form our knee-jerk reaction without even being in touch with what you yourself may desire or want. It's what you've heard, and you believe it to be the right thing.
Absolutely. Oh, my God, yeah. You know, I call those the hidden coping mechanisms that
mm-hmm.
we've bought in societal beliefs that we have endorsed,
mm-hmm.
unbeknownst to ourselves, we have endorsed them. And mm-hmm. not only have we endorsed them, they have become our habits, right? And we
mm-hmm.
don't really even look to see what we want to say or how we want to feel or what we want to do. We've been...
I decide what other people want to hear, and I decide they don't want to hear what's really going on.
Very good. No, that's good. That is good.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. You determine what people want to hear, so you say that rather than what's really authentically there.
Yeah, if they want to hear something good, they want to hear something that's not going to interfere with their day or cause a wave of negativity or, you know,
yes.
something like that.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and so that becomes that becomes the, remember I said what a habit is, becomes the customary practice, right? So we say what people want us, what we think people want to hear is going to make them feel good. And by the way, I can relate to that. I want to say what's going to have them be empowered, going to have them put a smile on their face, going to make them feel really good, going to give them access to what they need. All of it. I want to say all of that. But who's missing in that equation? Me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think
correct.
All of us at... Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Committed Woman Scott, and I just kind of wanted to add to what some of the women were saying about that, just like I'm not sure who was just talking about we give people what they hear, what they want to hear, and that is so true. But like you said, we are the ones that are really not fulfilling that truth that we're giving other people. Because like you said, you pull up from the flow up or whatever, and like I believe it was the pastor that was saying, that we have been shaped and formed to, you know, to do these things. And that's why I'm so glad that we're actually in this cleanse, because that's what this cleanse is going to help us to do, to not be in those modes where people have, you know, we have conformed to pretty much the way people want us to be and not who we really are. So this conversation is so important, and I was thinking about habits and why do I want some of the things that I want. The reason I want these things is because I feel like these things is what I need to make me feel like where there is actually a void at, where I'm actually lacking. But then once I fulfill it with those things, I find out that it really is not fulfilling that void that I have. So what is it that, you know, I really want? Like the mother said, what is it that I really want? We don't, like you said, we don't know what we, because we're looking to what we feel, what we've been shaped, what we've been conformed in all our life, that this is what you really want. But are we really feeling satisfied with those things that they say that we really want?
Yes. That's good, because that's exactly what I want us to be in the inquiry about. See, the habit is there's a knee-jerk reaction to the question. And you're right. In some cases, what you may be responding to is a void, something you need money. I need money, right? I need better health, or I need to be healthy. And in some cases, that might be what you want. But the question is, why do you want that, really? Why do you really want it? And so if you are filling a void, by the way, you are whole and complete in and of yourself. There is no void. If you think about being a woman of God, we have everything we need. We are fully equipped. We are whole and complete as we are. When we came into this world, we were born with nothing lacking, nothing missing. There is no void, really. So that's some of the work to do. So if you're starting to respond to the question where there is a hole or lack of something, then once you receive that thing, you still may not be completely fulfilled. So the first part of this is to look at your initial response, your knee-jerk response to, one, what you want, and in general, where are you just responding to life versus really looking at who you are really and responding from there. So I don't want us to miss this piece about being who you really are and gaining access to all of who you are destined to be. Don't allow a habitual response, your past, your family, your community beliefs to be yours, and respond by looking out there to determine what you want. Out there meaning outside of you. Look within and ask God what it is that you would have me do. Who is it that you would have me be? What is it that you have destined for me? So when you start answering the question, what do I really want? It's not even about just responding to what I really want. It is a communion with God to determine what you're here for. So as you go along, you think about it. Think about the habit, the habitual response to things that are going on in your life, and particularly this question, because what's going to give you access to the 90-day transformation is a more authentic response rather than a knee-jerk response. And I love what Concerned Woman says. She said, we don't know what we want. I hope you take that with you so you can start asking, what do I really want? And you want to have a conversation with God about the question. Again, it's not from a void, because, you know, a void, some void in your body or in your mind is only because you're looking out in the world to determine what you don't have. That's mm-hmm. what creates the void. But if you look and you commune with God and say, what do I want? What am I here for? What is my heart longing for? God, what are you calling me to do? What are you calling me to be? How are you calling me to interact with people in the world? What is it? Why am I on this particular job? Why am I interacting with this particular client? Why am I interacting with this particular employee? So really go a little bit deeper here. This is about transforming yourself. So the void is something that, and I have someone just sent me a message here. I love this whole platform we have where people can send us emails and texts and all kind of stuff. So someone is saying the void is what we created in our minds. We must get past the mess we have created and develop habits based on what God has said we are to do here. So we are, in essence, breaking up old habits and creating new ones. What are you guys hearing in what I'm saying in this discussion? What are you hearing for yourself? Give me some feedback.
Well, this is our commit.
Concerned Woman.
Concerned Woman. Again, I was listening earlier to everything that everyone was saying, but what the word God gave me for us today, and I guess we can apply it for the rest of the week, is
mm-hmm.
reveal.
Mm.
Reveal.
Mm-hmm.
So we need God to reveal some things to us.
Yes.
Where does he want us to go? What does he want us to do? You know, our innermost being, our innermost self. Because God has a plan, purpose, and destiny for each and every one of us. But we want him to reveal to us, how can we get to our purpose? How can we plan the rest of this journey that we're on as women of God? We want God to reveal some things to us that we can become better instead of bitter.
Yep. Yep. Amen. Amen. I love it. So it's really great what you're saying. It's like, reveal to us what our divine purpose really is. Reveal to us who we are destined to be while we're here, really. Reveal to us the habits that have gotten us here, the ones that we need to dismantle, interrupt, and uncover so that we can break through and be who we're destined to be. Yes. Reveal.
Reveal.
Very good. Reveal. So I concur. I think it's a great opportunity to be in sort of this deep inquiry. And again, it's not an easy thing that we're talking about, because, you know, one of the things that can very well happen today is you hang up the phone and say, that was a really good call, right? That was a really good, that was some good information. Or, I'm not sure I agree with all that, right? You can hang up and you can go about your day and forget about it and come back next Monday at 6 a.m., or you can be awakened in a way that you're now looking at your habits so God can reveal to you those things that you've been doing, saying, being, that have not produced the result that he has destined for you. So it's a tall order. You're going to have to be consciously awake about your habits, and so that he can reveal to you who you are.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, you're gonna have to be consciously, deliberately, and intentionally awake to be looking at your habits, so God can reveal to you who you're destined to be. Now, are you going to get to the result of who you're destined to be by the end of the week? No. The only thing you're doing this week is being consciously aware of your habits and answering the questions that you've been given in the handbook. But you certainly want to be awakened. Who else? What else are you seeing? Revealed is the word. What else are you seeing?
This is Minister Eves, and what God is speaking to me is illumination. And I just can hear him saying that word over and over again. And in fact, I had to, you know, switch over to my online definition because I could hear it so clearly and I wasn't sure. I knew it meant to bring light. But as I'm reading it, it also says to enlighten as with knowledge. And it says to not only bring light, but make it lucid, make it clear. Because I really believe in alignment with the reveal that the things that we need to understand has been a part of our habits, and habits, good or bad, are already there. For me, they're already there. I just need to be able to see them. So I ask God to put light on those things, again, good and bad, because the good ones I want to continue. And the ones that I don't need to continue, I want to be able to see them. So I ask for illumination.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. Very good. So illumination. Reveal illumination of those habits, good or bad. We want to see them.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see them because I mentioned earlier they're hidden because they've become a part of who we are. So I love it. Yeah, they're in the background, subtly in the background. They've become a part of our way of life. We don't even consider them habits, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just become who we are, and we don't realize that those things have limited our ability to get access to a greater understanding and better relationship and communication with God. So keep looking. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Illumination.
Thank you for that. That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else are we seeing? Reveal, illumination. We're going to shine a light on some of these habits. Let's see what somebody else said here. Something else coming in. Becoming aware of the habit. Oh, she said, Minister Eve, you just said what she was thinking. About shining a light on them so you can see them. And you know when they show up. It looks like we're upon our time anyway, so I want us to continue. So as we continue on this 90-day journey, we are the first week. We are answering the questions, and we're looking at our habits. We're looking at the habits. What I want us to do is be consciously aware and shine a bright light on them. We're asking God to shine a light on them so we can see them and reveal to us the habits that we have in place that have hindered our ability to see who we really are and what we really and truly want. Journaling is critical, ladies. So I want you to take this on. So as you are seeing these things, as things are revealed, you want to jot it down. As the light is on these habits, you want to write them down. Why? Because if you go back and you look and you have it written down, it is in language. You are saying, in essence, to God, I see this. I see this as a habit. I have the ability to change it if I want to. So you've just sort of raised the vibration of your awareness in a way that you and God now can work on this thing. It just moved from a habit or a hidden coping mechanism to something you can see, which means you can do something about it. So write it down. Write down the habit you see, good or bad. Start answering the questions. Partner with God to answer the questions in the book. Very good. Committed woman of God, you have any comments? We're going to do some declaring and creeing, but do you have any comments?
I do actually have some comments, and I just want to reiterate that the most important thing is doing the work. And it's a constant, because sometimes we get lazy, sometimes we think that, you know, we've overcome this thing, but as the word tells us that we die daily. So every day we have to be motivated in these things, or we're just doing this just to be doing something. But we want to have effective results and see the changes that God is making through the transformational cleanse. So it's so important that we do the work and continue to do the work. Even after the cleanse is over, we need to continue to do the work. And that's just kind of what kind of is in my spirit, that we must do the work. And anything worth having is working for it. And I see so many successful people, they have to do some sacrificing, but at the end, the results were worth making those sacrifices for. So I just wanted to add that to the talk on this morning, and to, you know, that we may be mindful of doing the work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you so much for that. One of the things that is near and dear to me about this cleanse is this is not just about getting you excited. This is about producing the result. So I'll talk about vision, I'll talk about purpose, and I'll talk about all of that. However, my role here is to cause results, and give us all access to a deeper understanding of what it takes to partner with God to make things a reality. So oftentimes we go to various places and we're inspired, we're motivated, and all of that. However, we are not necessarily applying it in a way that we get the result, because we come back sometimes with the same complaint. So I'm asking that you put the work in and be diligent and intentional and deliberate about what we are imparting with you, in you, with you, and in support and in partnership with you, so that you start to receive the things that you're asking God for. But first, ask God for the real deal, not just a knee-jerk reaction. Ask him for what you really want. Before we go, we certainly want to declare and decree some things we want to know. We want to let God know that we are saying that it is so, that our prayers have been answered. We are clear that he is answering our prayers, and that we are doing the work in partnership with him to rest assured that our requests are going to be manifested. So let's have a few people declare and decree your results. And then maybe one, because we're running out of time, maybe one or two people with a praise report. Who wants to declare and decree? What are you declaring and decreeing this week?
This is a woman discover who she is. I'm declaring and decreeing that God will place a supernatural covering over my household, over my family, and also my job. I'm declaring and decreeing that he's going to give me focus and let me be committed to the cleanse. I'm declaring and decreeing that he's going to give me an increase in business. I'm also going to declare and decree that he's going to reveal to me what my habits are. Not only reveal them to me, but show me whether they're good or bad, because sometimes we perceive them to be good and they're bad, just like the scripture said, that committed woman bought. She said that don't be weary in well-doing, and that's a good habit, but we ourselves, if we're weary in it, we're perceiving it as bad, so we have to look and see why we perceive these things as good or bad and ask the Lord to show us what is things that we should be doing, what are things that we should not be doing, and why we do what we do. So I'm asking God to deal with me on that
so I can change my ways. In the name of Jesus, I'm declaring, that he's going to do that for me on this week. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
And it is so.
It is so.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Any other declarations? I'm going to declare and decree that strength, real quick, strength. I think we had a lot of things. I'm just declaring and decree that all the requests that have been made will be honored, and we will see results of them. I am declaring and decreeing that there will be discernment with these two business owners regarding my role in their lives. They have contracted my company to do some amazing work with them. We will be successful in the delivery of that. However, I'm asking God, and I am declaring and decreeing that he will show me and reveal to me what my role is for these two incredibly talented men. They are young, they are vibrant, they are new to business, and I have been sent to them for a reason. I will know that reason this week, and it is so.
Committed woman of God, I'm declaring and declaring that I have favor with my bosses, that I may receive the promotion, that I know that God, that promotion comes from on high, but I am asking here in the natural realm that I have favor with those bosses, that they may grant the will of God. I'm declaring and decreeing on this week that I have the strength to break the bad habits as God reveals unto me what my bad habits are. I am actually declaring and decreeing increase financially and spiritually, and I declare and decree these in Jesus' name, and it is so.
And I'd like, this is Minister Eves, and I want to share, if it's okay, that
yes.
God has given me my name, and I just really want to share that I am I am positive woman of God. I know we run out of time, so I'll send you an email or something to share more of that. But from henceforth, I am positive woman of God. So positive woman of God is declaring and decreeing this week victory in the area of exercising. I declare and decree that I will get up. I declare and decree that I will get to that gym. And I declare and decree that I will exercise and stay focused. I'm also declaring and decreeing that I will have victory in an area of confusion on my job in the name of Jesus. I am declaring and decreeing that God is going to reveal some bad habits to me. I want to work on those this week, and I'm declaring and decreeing that he's going to show me what I need to do to stop those immediately.
Yes, 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 and it is so.
It is so.
You know, it's something, you know, it's like when two or three are gathered, I think you said that earlier, and we declare it and then we agree. There's something very powerful that we agree.
Like
we're gathering. It's one thing to gather, right? There's one thing to get together, right? But then there's another thing when you have agreement.
Yes.
Just think about it. Anything that has manifested in the world is a result of agreement.
Mm-hmm.
When you look in the dictionary and you look at words and you have what it says in there and all that, it's only because someone agreed that the definition is what it is that we believed it and we then owned it as so, right? Anything, it's only because someone said the colors are what they are that we believe that the sky is blue, because somebody said it was blue and then we agreed and now it's blue.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we gather and agree and say that it is so, why can't that be just as real as the sky being blue? There's no real reason, right? if we agree. So why don't we stand in agreement? That's why we say it, that we stand in agreement that what we've declared is so, together.
Mm-hmm.
So we, and then we stand in expectancy that it is so. Because right now, we've just said it. That's all we've done. We've said it. We have said it. Now we've got to believe with our spiritual eye that it is so, because it may not necessarily be here yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Benjamin Franklin discovered the light bulb. He didn't see there was no bulb before. There was no light before until he did his.
That was Edison.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm sorry, Edison. I was in my mind for a minute. Thank you, Minister. But yes, so there was no light, right? There was none. But then all of a sudden, with his scientific approach, there was, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to keep believing it, even when we don't see it. We got to agree and we got to believe it. So we don't take this "it is so" lightly and agree lightly. You must really believe what you say. So there will be times when I'll stop you and I'll say, look, don't say that lightly. If we're saying it is so and we are agreeing, then let's stand in the belief that it is. Like, no kidding. Don't let's just give it lip service. Let's believe it.
Amen.
Everyone in agreement?
Amen.
Amen.
I am. I'm a little worried about all the things that are going to come up in my mind that I believe instead of that, or that what I believe get in the way of that.
Yes. Yes. Very good. So, you know, we that's good, because you're right. There's going to be some obstacles that will get in the way. So we want to be consciously and deliberately aware of the habits. We want them to be revealed, and we want them to be illuminated so we can see them so that we can make changes. All of this works together, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm certainly challenging you in a big way. I'm challenging you in every way. So I've said, we've said it is so, we've agreed. So since we've agreed, then you stand in the agreement, because that's how you make change. That's how you think it makes things a reality. You stand in the agreement, and you also break old bad habits. So if you break old bad habits and do something differently, you're going to begin to see a different result.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see a different result. Make sense?
It makes sense. And why we don't see different results is because we are creatures of habit.
That's exactly
We've been used
right.
to doing the same thing over and over again. And
yes.
sometimes we're afraid to step out by faith to do something new, try something different, go a different way, a different direction, but still you're coming out with the same results.
Yes. Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, Minister East, thank you for that, because that just prompted me to say that. Thank you for that, and thank you for the correction. You know, I'm in my head now. Charge it to my head, not my heart. Charge it to my head, not my heart. Very good. So very good, very good, very good. So we got some great declarations. We are, do we have anyone that want to just give us a quick praise report? Anyone that's clamoring to give us a praise report? Now, Don't let the smooth taste fool you. I'm going to hear some praise reports next week, because we need to hear what he is doing. And I know he's doing some miraculous things, but we want to make sure we get that in next week. If there are no more comments, any other comments before we close out?
Committed woman of God.
Yes.
Committed woman of God, I just want to say, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. We want to complete with that. And you were born into this world, nothing lacking, nothing missing, fully equipped to fulfill on God's divine purpose for your life. All things are in perfect order, moving and adjusting to work in your favor for your highest and greatest good. Anything hindering success in your purpose and destiny was created in your mind and has no just cause. Your job is to continuously renew your mind, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. God has ordained you with all that you need because you are a deliberate creation of God. With that said, ladies, have a fantastic, wonderful, extraordinary, productive week. Until next time, the power lives within you, and it's always been there. Have a great week.
Great week.
Grateful.